Hi gang, thanks for downloading this classic episode of News Fighters. Just a reminder, if you're looking for new original episodes of News Fighters, they're now over on the Irrational Fear podcast feed. So search for Irrational Fear on your podcasting app or go to irrationalfear.com for all new episodes of News Fighters. In the meantime, enjoy this classic News Fighters episode.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is News Fighters, where we fight the news so you don't have to.
Yes, hello everyone. Welcome to News Fighters for today, Thursday, March 26, 2020. I'm your host, Dylan Bain. Well, what a unprecedented week in the news, politics and the economy. Well, I don't know about you, but I could sure do with some good news. What do you got for us, Scott Morrison?
For many, young and old, 2020 will be the toughest year of our lives.
All right, Scott Morrison, no need to sugarcoat it for us. Geez. I'll tell you who isn't depressed by all this, and that's British pop star Robbie Williams, who's been doing karaoke on Instagram all week.
Oh, somebody just suggested this.
It's fun to say it, though. YMCA.
Yeah, Robbie Williams almost holding it together singing Staying Alive, which sadly is now an unironic disco song. Meanwhile, back in Australia, entire industries are shutting down.
Virgin Australia stood down 8,000 people today after reducing domestic capacity by 90% and entirely suspending Tiger Air.
Yes, all the Tiger Airlines flights have been cancelled, which is just business as usual for Tiger. Meanwhile, in other news stories you didn't see coming,
thieves have stolen hundreds of rolls of toilet paper.
When they managed to make off with around 400 rolls.
Police are hunting two toilet paper bandits, asking the public to dob these men in.
Yeah, so get ready for a dodgy guy down at the pub to try and sell you some toilet paper that fell off the back of a truck. But hey, joke's on him. All the pubs are closed. Meanwhile, in celebrity coronavirus diagnoses,
Prince Charles, the Prince of Wales, has been tested positive for coronavirus. His office says he's been displaying mild symptoms but otherwise remains in good health and has been working from home throughout the last few days as usual.
Yeah, Prince Charles working at home as usual? Like he normally works at home? What, is he just shaking his own hand and cutting up little bits of ribbon he has around the place? Ugh. Anyway, who else has it?
Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein has now tested positive for coronavirus.
And in a related story, the World Health Organization has updated its list of coronavirus symptoms to now include death by mysterious strangling. Speaking of disgraceful Harveys, the head of retail empire Harvey Norman, Mr. Jerry Harvey, went on TV and tried to put the whole coronavirus thing in perspective for us.
Why are we so scared about getting this virus? There's pretty much nothing to get scared of.
Well, try telling that to thousands of Italian families and Chinese families. And
but that's there. We're here. I'm 80. I should be really scared. Guess what? I'm not really scared.
I admire your optimism, but it's not. It's really not funny.
But to me, I've got to be positive. I've got to 80 years of age. I've had a wonderful life. And I think to myself, I'm just going to keep going as if nothing's happened.
Well, good luck with that. I think I speak for all of Australia when I say,
go away and never come back.
Talking about irrelevant public figures who should probably just take this opportunity to shut the hell up, Australia's former prime ministers are weighing in on the coronavirus epidemic. Kevin Rudd, of course, wants to make sure we use these dire economic times to think about the important things in life, like him, his big words, and his GFC stimulus.
I don't have available to me the econometric modelling which the government has in terms of the other economies impacting on Australia. But I have written just yesterday in The Guardian that this is beginning to assume the proportions of the global contraction we faced in 2008-2009.
Gee, thanks, Kevin. We all feel a lot better now. Meanwhile, Tony Abbott went on Sky News to remind us that he was once a health minister, like 15 years ago.
Alan, look, it was good to be health minister back then and to have done so much to prepare ourselves.
Back then for a potential pandemic that didn't eventuate.
Yes, thanks, Tony Abbott, for preparing for something that didn't happen but is happening now and you have nothing to do with. Meanwhile, millionaire former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is telling us just to enjoy the simpler things in life.
Hi everyone, it's Malcolm Turnbull here. If you're thinking of something to do which can be healthy, get you lots of sunlight and keep you a good distance from others, kayaking is worth bearing in mind.
Ah, thanks for the tip, Malcolm. I'll just pop down my private harbour front wharf and go for a paddle. Good one. Now, New South Wales, only just recovering from the massive summer bushfires, is having to deal with coronavirus.
Ashley Raper is at the newly created Coronavirus Central Command, which has taken over RFS headquarters at Homebush.
Yes, the New South Wales Bushfire Emergency Command Centre in Homebush has been repurposed as a Coronavirus Central Command Centre. The way things are going, 6 months from now, it's going to be the command centre for the bloody alien invasion or the zombie apocalypse or something. And if that wasn't bad enough, this week saw the pubs and clubs around Australia all close down for the first time, but this guy in Sydney's Darlinghurst wasn't concerned.
Last drinks at the Courthouse Hotel.
Bottle shops are open, I'll be fine, I've got two fridges.
Yeah, but don't have too many beers at home. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has got his eye on you.
You won't be able to go to the pub because the pub is shut. That doesn't mean you can have all your mates round to home and get on the beers.
Yes, that slogan taken from the new health information campaign booklet, The Do's and Don'ts of Getting on the Beers. Now, I'll tell you who is annoyed about all these pub closures, and that's former Prime Minister Tony Abbott, who can no longer order his favourite drink at the pub.
If I could have a shandy of light with about 60% lemonade, okay?
Whoa, slow down, Tony Abbott. I don't want to be held responsible for your massive sugar rush. Elsewhere, public health expert Pauline Hanson thinks all the closures have gone too far.
I just feel it's probably a bit too far, but then again, I haven't been briefed by these medical experts. Possibly the government knows more than what I know.
Yeah, I think a lot of people might know more than you, Pauline. Okay, onto the government's big coronavirus economic stimulus package this week, and Prime Minister Scott Morrison made sure the first thing he had ready to roll out was a three-word slogan.
To build a bridge to the other side, to get them on this bridge.
There is a bridge over this.
To get on this bridge.
Can effectively build a bridge.
Yeah, build a bridge. Scott Morrison's messaging aimed at 90s teenagers. Oh my God, Australia, just build a bridge and get over it. Won't you just get over the coronavirus? Just build a bridge already. Oh my God. No, seriously, Scott Morrison is very concerned about the job losses and rising unemployment because, for once, it's happening to people who might vote Liberal.
There will be Australians over the next 6 months who, through no fault of their own, will find themselves with less work, with less income, and in the worst case, without a job.
Hang on. So wait, prior to this, Scott Morrison thought that every unemployed person was unemployed through their own fault? Like, hey, why'd you shut your own factory down? Hey, why'd you cut back the ABC and get yourself fired like that? That's clearly your fault. Of course, one of the biggest elements of the second round of stimulus this week was this.
For at least 6 months, the JobSeeker allowance will double to $1,100 a fortnight.
The JobSeeker allowance, formerly known as Newstart, is being doubled.
Yes, Scott Morrison doubled Newstart. And I'll tell you who would absolutely hate seeing Scott Morrison double Newstart. And that's Scott Morrison from last year.
Well, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has emphatically ruled out increasing the rate of Newstart.
What do you think the quiet Australians think about an increase to Newstart?
They believe the best form of welfare is a job, and they believe that our welfare system should work as much for taxpayers as it does for those who benefit from it.
I will not engage in the unfunded empathy of the Labor Party, Mr. Speaker.
Yeah. Ooh, boy, Scott Morrison would sure hate Scott Morrison right now. But I don't know about you, I'm just enjoying watching Australian Conservatives turn into socialists overnight and hand out free money to everyone. Grab some popcorn, this is a once-in-a-lifetime show we're watching right here. Yes, sadly and unsurprisingly, the government has not been handling the expansion of the welfare state very well, though, as thousands have been waiting patiently in line to dive into the bureaucratic nightmare that is Centrelink.
I was expecting it. I have nowhere else to be today.
After 30 years of employment, I, like tens of thousands of other Australians, find myself in a dole queue.
Yeah, it's interesting times when Australians are reacting to dole queues the same way they, less than a month ago, probably reacted to their cafe not having almond milk. Of course, thousands of people are lining up at Centrelink because
the government's welfare website continued to crash. For a second day, the government's MyGov website has been unable to meet an unprecedented demand.
Yeah, what a surprise. The MyGov website crashed, which nobody saw coming. Even the guy in charge, Government Services Minister Stuart Roberts.
My bad, not realising that the sheer scale. I didn't think I'd have to prepare for 100,000 concurrent users. Again, my bad.
Yes, my bad. My bad. Who's writing the government talking points now? Is it their teenage daughters stuck at home on lockdown? Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to announce that the coronavirus is totes on fleek. Lol, JK, that's a mood. Meanwhile, on the home front, I mean the literally stay-at-home front, Scott Morrison has received a lot of flack for his confusing mixed messaging. On Tuesday night, he said this.
Stay at home unless it's absolutely necessary that you go out.
But then, in the exact same press conference, he said this.
But it is important for people to go to the shop. It is important to go to the shopping centre. It is important that they get access to these normal services. It's important for them because they need it. It's also important for our economy that it continues to operate and function as much as possible.
Okay, wait, what? Stay at home, but keep your businesses open. Why? What? Oh, wait, I know.
See, what we're doing is keeping as many businesses as we possibly can open.
Okay, why are you keeping non-essential businesses open if you want us all to
stay at home?
Scott Morrison was challenged about this by a journalist on Wednesday and said this.
Well, you're suggesting I should close down businesses where there's no medical advice that they should. I don't understand why we would cause that harm to a business and all their workers and their livelihoods for the sake of some sort of message convenience.
But you just shut down every gym, pub, bar, club, house inspection and restaurant in the country. What's left? Where are we meant to go now?
People can still go to car yards.
Yeah, come on, kids. Let's do what the Prime Minister says and go hang out down at the car yard. But Dad, we hung out at the car yard yesterday. Shut up, son. If the Prime Minister says we can go hang out at the car yard, we're going to go hang out at the car yard. Okay, look, these are increasingly concerning times. Every day the government seems to be announcing some new rules and regulations regarding everything from kids' sport to hairdressers to funerals to whatever this is.
Barre, I hope I've pronounced that correct. I might need some help with that.
And with the borders and the economy all shutting down so we can fight an invisible enemy, a lot in the media are saying this.
In many respects, Scott Morrison has become a wartime prime minister.
Yes, Scott Morrison, the wartime prime minister. Well, let's have a look. Let's see if his direct and inspiring messaging is on par with our great World War II prime ministers, Robert Menzies and John Curtin.
We can't be beaten except by ourselves. That every human being in this country is now, whether he or she likes it, at the service of the government to work in the defence of Australia.
Well, you're suggesting I should close down businesses where there's no medical advice that they should. I don't understand why we would cause that harm to a business and all their workers and their livelihoods for the sake of some sort of message convenience.
Yep, inspiring stuff. Look, I know these are difficult times, but it's increasingly looking like Scott Morrison is trying to have his cake and eat it too, trying to stop the virus in its tracks while also keeping the car yard and haircut sectors of the economy buzzing along. And so it looks like instead of following leaders like Jacinda Ardern or New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, Scott Morrison is looking towards Jerry Harvey.
And I think to myself, I'm just going to keep going as if nothing's happened.
Okay, everyone, that's News Fighters for today. Thanks for listening. You can watch this show on YouTube or subscribe to our YouTube channel. The link is in the show notes. Remember, remain indoors, keep washing your hands, and bye for now.
This is News Fighters, where we fight the news so you don't have to.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.